According to two men who are working to counter Islamic militants, the death of Nordin Top last week seriously weakens the country's terrorist network. Nur Huda Ismail with the International Institute for Peacebuilding in Jakarta says Nordin was the most charismatic and effective advocate for violence for Indonesian militants.
Nordin is the guy who has the managerial skill to continue motivate young recruits to join his cause, which is to kill American and its allies.
Nordin led a faction of the group Jamaat Islamiyah, which seeks to establish a single Islamic state across much of Southeast Asia. After a police crackdown, JI members were convicted of several deadly bombing attacks in Bali and Jakarta earlier in the decade. After those arrests, JI's violent activity declined. Nordin, however, continued to advocate more attacks against Western targets. Nasir Abbas is a former member of Jamaat Islamiyah who now helps the police try to change the thinking of convicted terrorists. He says for years, Nordin was like a ghost to the people of Indonesia with his ability to induce fear and elude the authorities. He says that while Nordin's death makes the country safer, it does not remove the threat of terrorism.
Because he's the one, the most ambitious man to do the operation. But it doesn't mean it will end, because the root cause is not the person of Nordin.
The cause, says Abbas, is the misinterpretation of the concept of jihad or the struggle for Islam by radical leaders and many clerics. That misinterpretation, he says, mistakenly sanctions the use of violence against civilians.
The ideology is to kill the civilians. That is the root cause, not the jihad.
Ismail agrees. He says the war on terror in Indonesia is a war of ideas, and over the past decade, a radical minority within JI, using Islamic boarding schools and the internet, has been successful at spreading its message.
It is a very fringe minority, even among the JI members. Those who actually advocate violence is very fringe minority. The problem here is not about the number. The problem is about how the level of their dedication and their ability to dictate the discourse, their ability to sway the meaning of Islam and hijack it for their own purposes.
The Ministry of Religion has conducted religious tolerance forums over the years to confront this radical ideology. Ismail says advocates like himself must do more, but the majority of moderate Muslims in Indonesia must also speak out against those involved in terrorism.
Oftentimes, the terrorism is beaten not by the government, but by regular people who has the courage to report something unusual to the authorities.
He says the threat of terrorism cannot be completely eliminated, but the dual strategy of decapitating the leadership and confronting its ideology will limit its effectiveness in the future. Brian Patton, VOA News, Jakarta.